This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia fired two missiles into Kyiv on Thursday during a visit by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, an action the Ukrainian president said was a deliberate attempt to humiliate the UN. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address to the nation late Friday, quote, "This says a lot about Russia's true attitude toward global institutions, about attempts of Russian authorities to humiliate the UN and everything that the organization represents." He continued, "It requires corresponding powerful reaction." When asked if this could escalate the conflict, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told VOA, "What we're talking about here is not any intention of Ukraine invading Russia." Data collection has been a focus of Russia's relentless hacking of Ukraine. Cybersecurity researchers and military intelligence analysts say that by amassing detailed dossiers on individual citizens, Russia can more easily identify and locate Ukrainians most likely to resist an occupation. Then those Ukrainians could be targeted for internment or worse. Ukrainian agencies breached on the eve of Russia's February 24th invasion include one that oversees the police, the National Guard, and the Border Patrol. A month earlier, a Ukrainian national database of car insurance policies was raided. The Deputy Secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council says personal data continues to be a priority for Russian hackers. Russia made what appeared to be a sudden reversal to avoid a debt default on Friday as it made a number of already overdue international debt payments in dollars, despite previously vowing they would only be paid in rubles. More on that at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is